Time now for the Trinity Bills Fishing Report, brought to you by Strike King. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, rain in the forecast yesterday. We had quite a bit. Depends on where you're going. Today's not too shabby, but we got rain on the weekend. So where are we going to send these people fishing?
Just about every single lake in this listing area has just been red hot. So we're going to try to hit the highlights of what I hear is going on.
Okay.
Lake Washtenaw is red hot. That's, in my opinion, where you got to go. DeGray is right there behind it. You know, last weekend, a lot of people caught a lot of fish at the Trader Bill's team trail stop there. Hamilton is a little behind, but not much. Not quite as warm as Washtenaw is when we're talking about pocket fishing.
Okay.
A lot of whites running in all these creeks. In the last 2 days, we are selling a lot of Cinco's and Dingers and Ocho's, you know, a heavier type floating worm, because guys are fishing them a little bit deeper than a standard trick worm or cream worm would fish. So that tells me also that these fish are in the guts of pockets more than they are in the back of pockets.
Now, would a drop shot fall in there?
Well, you can fish that 12 months out of the year if you want, but why would you? It's floating worm season. You know, you only have windows to do certain things certain times of the year, and right now the window is wide open for fishing some type of a Cinco-style bait or a floating worm. You've got 10 other months out of the year you can throw a drop shot.
I hear people catching Kentuckys like crazy on Washtenaw. We've got the big fish on DeGray. What's happening at Greason?
Well, Greason is off color. All the rain that we got Wednesday night, they got a lot more than we did. And it's not as clear as Washtenaw by any means. And a lot of fish are being caught on Greason, don't get me wrong. It's just not quite as clear as what a lot of guys want it to be when it's floating worm season. So, yeah, then that means you're throwing a rattle trap, a crankbait, something with a rattle in it to attract it. And, of course, a rogue, a jerkbait, has been a deadly weapon on Greason for many, many years, as well as a chartreuse spinnerbait. It's hard to mess up throwing either one of those two things.
For sure. I saw some guys beating the bank on Washtenaw yesterday afternoon. Any reports?
Yeah, Washtenaw yesterday, and Hamilton for that matter. I know some guys that went out after dark and caught quite a few fish throwing a black spinnerbait after dark. They're in the guts of pockets. All you got to do is just slow roll that big black spinnerbait down the guts of a pocket, and there's just no telling how big of something you might catch.
Yes, it's that time of year, and I'm excited.
Thank goodness.
Yes. What's going on at Trader Bill's?
Big selection of lures. We got in three brand new lure shipments yesterday, one of them being the Jewel new line of jig heads and inline spinnerbaits. We got in the new Yozuri line of hardcore crankbaits and traps. Got in a huge order from Zoom that filled every single peg on the Zoom aisle. Floating worm season is in full swing. If you're getting ready for a beautiful weekend, please stop by.
Go by Trader Bill's, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, appreciate it. Have a fantastic weekend. Look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bill's Fish Report brought to you by Strike King.